Discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny, the great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know the way to
Now, sit back and discover amazing stories. Meet interesting people and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
Welcome to This Is Kansas City. My name's Brian Boger. I'm your host for today. And always, I know, don't get bored with me. So we have a really, really nice show today for you, and it's something you're going to be interested in. It's something most people are interested in, and I'm just throwing out that teaser because we do have somebody in studio who owns this business, but I'm not going to give you the name of the business until I introduce our sponsors. We have our major sponsor, who I would like to thank for the promotion and the sponsorship of this show. That is Evolve KC. They are a business solutions company. They take care of everything from marketing, digitally marketing your business, to handling that social media, which can be burdensome, to designing new and compliant websites with GEO built in so that when AI searches your website, it will move you down to the front, up to the front of the list, so that you know that you're getting the most looks out of any other website of that kind. And on top of that, if you're tired of paying those credit card fees, these guys, 26 years in business, all got together and finally said, they all work for somebody else, and they finally said, we figured out a way to put this all together better. We cut all of this, all of these red lines out, and we just went down to the core basics. Well, they found out a way to eliminate all of those credit card fees. So if you don't want to pay those fees, you don't have to. I mean, let's face it. In some businesses, you're only running a 6 to 10 margin, profit margin. Well, if I could add 3% to that, I think 3 or 4% in some cases, I think that that would be significant. So if you're looking for anything like that, go Evolve KC. That's goevolvekc.com. They're located right here in Overland Park, down on College and around a block or so off of Metcalf. So they're our major sponsor. And I'd also like to thank the KC Referral Network. If you're looking for not a review site, because we don't know how those reviews are made. We don't know who they're making those. And it could be a competitor down the street, or it could be somebody who just had a bad experience. Do you know any place that's had a 100% good experience with every single customer? No. So that one person who had a bad experience for some reason, probably wasn't even the business's reason, will put something out there and it's just not justified. So back in the day, I'm a little older, back in the day, we used to have what's called referrals. We used to call it a friend or family member, or we would walk outside and knock on our neighbor's door and we'd say, hey, where did you get that deck? Or who did your driveway? Or where do you like to go eat? Or do you know a great steak restaurant? Any of those topics and many, many more. Do you have a great accountant? Do you know a good attorney? All of those things. And friends, family members, they would all give us all of those word of mouth referrals. What we did is we took all those referrals and we put them online for you to use. It's absolutely free. There's no cookies or tracking systems, so you're not going to get flooded with a bunch of ads. It's 100% free. Just go to findandrefer.com. And if you know a company, just hit refer. We'll vet those companies, make sure that they're legit, and we will put them on for free. That's what the KC Referral Network is. So now, I'd like to get to our guest in studio. I'm going to briefly introduce, before we go to break, I'd like to introduce Jennifer, the owner of Blue Chip Cookies and Ice Cream of Leawood. Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you, Brian?
Good, good. Now, Jennifer, this is kind of a dynamic restaurant in the fact that you're spreading it out. It's not just a bakery. It's not just an ice cream shop. You mixed both of them together.
Right. We have some really unique offerings. I mean, our cookies are baked from scratch every single morning fresh. We never sell yesterday's cookies. We usually have about 15 plus flavors on hand. And we have 24 gourmet ice cream flavors that comes from Ludington, Michigan. So our ice cream is the best you can get. And we've done things like combine them together. You can make a custom cookie ice cream sandwich. You can build a custom cookie and ice cream flight where you get four cookies and you get to get four flavors of ice cream. And our newest creation is a warm cookie skillet a la mode where you pick out your cookie. We'll top it with your favorite ice cream. And it's just a delicious warm combo of cookie and cold ice cream.
I'm overwhelmed, so we're gonna dive into more of those things that they have, those specialty items and some of the cookies when we come back. This is Kansas City. We are back with This is Kansas City. Dylan, that was a little CCR. Yeah, see, got it. Fogelman, see, I know my music. No, not really. But we are joined in studio with Jennifer, the owner of Blue Chip Cookies and Ice Cream of Leawood. Now, they're located at 5045 West 117th Street in Leawood, Kansas. Jennifer, that's in Town Center, just on around the north side.
Correct.
And your store, I was really surprised to find out you were one of the first stores in Town Center.
Yeah, we were the first store when the mall was being built to open in Town Center, and this is our 29th year in business.
Wow, that is impressive. So you were the first one in there? I mean, I know they had some anchors like Macy's and stuff like that, but
first one to open the doors, I believe. I think it was we and Sushi House, which is next door to us, who's still there.
Still there.
Still
going
strong. Yep.
Yeah. All right, then. You can get hold of them at 913-663-1163, or how do they go online to get you?
If you just Google search Blue Chip Cookies Leawood, you'll get a little page that pops up, and you can order online there for pickup or delivery.
Okay. Order-online/ Blue Chip Cookies and Ice Cream of Leawood.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when we left off, we were talking about some of those delicious cookies that you have and the way you mix some of these together, the ice cream and the cookies, to make the ice cream sandwiches, which I love and I saw. But before I get to that, you brought some cookies into studio for us. And if you want to just describe some of these for us, I've got to tell you, I already know two of them right away. So she brought, because we do have a game coming up this weekend, and it is kind of, I mean, it's on everybody's mind here in our great Kansas City community. But you brought a KC Chiefs cookie in, and it's got the arrowhead and the KC. That one looks beautiful. And the one behind it there, that's the coach?
That's Coach Reed.
That's Coach Reed. He's got the headphones on. He's got everything. He's got the hat on. It looks beautiful. So what kind of are these? I'm going to guess. Are those two sugar cookies?
Yeah, those are decorated sugar cookies. We're kind of famous for our Chiefs cookies. They're one of our favorite customers. We got to send a bunch of cookies out for them for the front office for Christmas. And we have so much fun with all of our different Chiefs patterns. And there's just so much you can do. And thanks to the last few years, we've done a lot of Chiefs cookies.
Wow, that is really cool. Okay, so now give me this one. So it's a cookie, but it's got a frosting on it, and it looks like chocolate. I could be wrong.
Right, that is our peanut butter fudge cookie. All of our cookies are a nice consistency of the edges are a little bit crisp, but the inside is chewy and moist. So it's not a fluffy cookie. It's not a hard cookie. It's just that nice kind of classic chewy cookie. We have our most popular mix, which is going to be our sugar-based cookies.
This is like a Reese's,
yes,
almost.
Yes, much better, though.
Okay, much better. So under it?
Yeah, so then we're going to have our, I believe it's just our classic chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, and under that is a sugar cookie?
That is going to be a white chocolate macadamia nut, which blue chip cookies actually invented back in the 70s.
Really?
Correct.
And everybody's copying.
Yeah, you betcha.
Anyway, yeah.
We have our...
This one is covered, it's a cookie covered in sprinkles.
Yes, it's our chief sprinkles.
Chief sprinkles. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's got the red, it's got the white, it's got the yellow, it's got some black in it. And then underneath that... Looks like, don't tell me, just a peanut butter cookie?
That is actually our number 3 bestseller. That is our cinnamon cookie.
A cinnamon cookie. Wow. I'm going to be... What is this one under here, then?
That looks like our blue chip royal. It's going to be white chocolate chips, almonds, and toffee.
White chocolate chips, almonds, and toffee. Boy, you guys went all out. Okay, now I've got 2 more under this one, so go ahead and tell me what those are.
So we have our classic M&M cookie, and then underneath that one is going to be our oatmeal raisin cookie.
Oatmeal raisin's one of my favorites.
It's a love or hate cookie. There's no in between.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, those look beautiful. So every day you make these?
Correct. We start from scratch every morning. Our cookies that are left over in the evening, we bag and freeze them, and they go out to various charities and other organizations. So nothing is left for the next day.
How do I get to be a charity person?
You just come on by. I'll take care of you.
Okay. All right. So let's say you make all these, you decorate all these, you don't sell them the next day. Is that a standard practice that you came up with, or is that something that a lot of people do?
For Blue Chip, it's been that way for 29 years. I'm not sure about any other organizations, how they run their ship. But
okay, before I get into some of these other cookie flavors, and then we have all the ice cream to talk about. But before I do that, I want to know how you got involved in this business. Because it's a unique business, right?
Yes. I've always enjoyed baking and creating and had a major sweet tooth. This is our 10th year of owning it. My husband was gone traveling a lot and just wasn't working out for our family. And this opportunity came along, and we really connected with the previous owners who got into the business so they could work it together and have more time together. And all the cards aligned correctly with some divine intervention. We ended up getting to acquire the business.
Okay. So you enjoyed in free time baking.
Yes.
And then you saw this opportunity. It seems like a daunting task almost to do that every day. I mean, when you start your day, you go in every morning, the day before, you know, hectic, you did all that, especially during those holiday seasons, I bet you were just swamped.
Yes.
And then you start over. It's like every other restaurant. I mean, you just walk in and you're back to day one.
Yeah, sometimes you walk in and you see the number of how many cookies were left. You're like, oh, no, because we spent all that time making them and they didn't sell. But I like to say at Blue Chip that we work hard, but working there is not hard. My favorite part of owning the business is my daytime staff. We enjoy our time together. We have a good time. I'm definitely the least mature of all of us. And so the nice thing about owning your own business is you can create your own environment, the kind of environment that you want to work in. So it is hard on the hands. It's hard on the body making cookies, but I enjoy being there and I enjoy who I work with. And that makes all the difference.
I think that you always... And I've always believed this, that you always need to love what you do. Some of those people who, yeah, they're making 6 figures plus and they're making a lot of money, but they just hate working like what they're doing. And that's not gratifying to me, but some people have to do it. So that was a kind of a risky move, owning your own business, right? But you made the leap. You made the jump. You said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversations, a lot of praying involved. And, you know, sometimes you just get one chance. If you don't take it, you miss it. And we jumped right in. We've grown the business by leaps and bounds. And I'm able to use my creativity that I enjoy to help grow the business. And so it's been just a huge blessing for our family.
Okay, wonderful. And you can't argue with 29 years and 10 years that you've been doing it. Certainly, you've got a track record. So there's no doubt that it's a successful business. So you've proven that. Now, I want to get into some of these cookies because you have a lot of different things that you could do on the different kinds of cookies that you have. But before I get into all the list of the, and see, I made my list. I prepare, so I've got all of your different kinds of cookies here. But before I get into that, what's the cookie monster?
That is going to be two chocolate chip cookies, and in the middle is a big old blob sandwiched of either vanilla or fudge icing, and then it's made like a little mouth. It's got eyeballs on top, so it's a little cookie monster.
Wow.
Yeah, delicious.
Okay. All right. And then I get into these 6 plus 1 free gift box and all these different, you have gift tins, you have gift boxes, you have gift party trays. You have all kinds of stuff. Because of the game coming up and all of that, if you're out there, you guys, you got to look at these cookies that they do for the Chiefs game. You even have a Chiefs 1 dozen party pack plus 2 free cookies.
Yeah, all of our cookies are buy 6, get 1 free. Any of our flavors come with that. The decorated cookies do have a little bit of additional cost, but like we have the Chiefs sprinkles, that's no additional cost. So that's good to add in to help with your budget. We have cookie cakes in 3 different sizes, and we do some pretty sick looking Chiefs cookie cake designs. We've made cookie cakes for specific Chiefs players, for wives. We make cookie cakes for lots of important people.
What is a cookie cake?
It's what it sounds like.
It's a giant cookie.
We have one that serves 8, one that serves 16, one that serves 30.
What, do you cut it like a pie or a cake?
Yeah, so the round ones you'd cut like pizza slices.
And then the
larger ones are sheet cakes. So.
Oh.
Yeah, and it can be made in any flavor of the cookies that we make. And again, made from scratch the day you pick it up.
Wow, that's something else. Okay, so you have a good staff. I take that as you've developed your own environment to acquire a great staff, and that's wonderful. And it makes your job a lot easier. So these different trays, like the party tray, the gift tin, the gift box, I bet you went through a lot of those during the holiday season.
Yes, the gift tins are very, very popular in December. December is by far our busiest month. The Super Bowl is the next craziest week and a half you could possibly imagine.
Yeah,
it makes everything
doubt
else seem weak.
I don't doubt that.
It's organized chaos. We've shed some tears.
Well, you know, that's good, though. Good for business.
Yes.
Good for business. And then do you do, like, seasonal decorations, like for, we got, what, Valentine's Day coming up, then we've got St. Patrick's Day coming up, then we've got, Easter, we've got a lot of different, so are there seasonal cookies that you make?
Yeah, absolutely. We, along with decorated cookies for each season, we have some seasonal flavors in December, like gingerbread and peppermint, and then in March we'll have a mint cookie, but we do decorated cookies for every holiday. I mean, and not just for holidays. People call and order for all kinds of special occasions.
And can they find all of this out on your website?
The best place to find this is probably going to be our Facebook and Instagram page. It's going to have the most information and most pictures.
How do I get there?
Blue Chip Cookies Leewood.
Blue Chip Cookies Leewood. Okay. And you're going to have pictures on Instagram,
yes,
and stuff like that. I would do that, but I'm not on there.
Aww.
So but that's okay. That's okay, because I'm only 5 minutes from your shop. But I'm gonna go through some of these cookies, and then we'll get into ice cream after we take our break. We talked about the Cookie Monster, and I'm gonna name off some of these cookies, but before I name off some of these, outside of you know, the specialty decorated cookies and everything. Do you know offhand some of the best sellers here on my list?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, give me a couple.
So the top seller is going to be our iced or sprinkled sugar cookie.
Iced or sprinkled, I got that,
that
one.
That is the famous cookie. Followed by, it's going to be chocolate chip, cinnamon, and then it's usually a tie between M&M and peanut butter. And then oddly enough, oatmeal raisin after that. But we have an exceptional oatmeal raisin cookie. If you don't like oatmeal raisin, you'll probably like ours.
So chocolate chip is the third?
Second. It's behind the iced and sprinkled sugar.
So that is that just the norm?
I think probably not, but I think it's because our iced sugar cookie is so exceptional.
So then cinnamon would be three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's just try it then. I'm going to try the oatmeal raisin here just to give a chance. Is it that bottom one? Right there. It's right there. Okay.
Yes.
So
try to get the middle.
Try to get the middle. Okay. So you're going to have to take over the talking while I try this.
All right.
See, I love the cookie anyway. And that is delicious.
It's got just the right texture. Texture is very important when it comes to cookies. You don't need to top them with a bunch of extra candy and toppings. You need a really good base cookie.
Yeah, and you can taste everything in that cookie. That it's not overwhelmed with sugar or stuff like that. It really has great flavor.
We're the right mix between just, it's not overly sweet, but we also use like the highest quality ingredients. Our chocolate chips are Ghirardelli. We have the best flour you can get, and they're just perfectly balanced. It's not going to leave you with a tummy ache.
Right. Right. Okay. So we named off some of those top ones. Now I'm going to go through an oatmeal raisin. I've got that one. It's four. Okay. So now the sugar cookie is the base cookie, right, for a lot of the decorating cookies?
Yes. We prefer to decorate on the sugar cookie. It's the most common, but also it's probably the smoothest on top. But we can decorate on any flavor, but most people prefer the sugar cookie.
Okay. And the sugar cookie, if they want specifics on there, like let's say I wanted to put my company logo, could you do that?
We use a kind of a soft, fluffy buttercream. We don't use the hard royal icing, so detail's a little more difficult for us, but we can pretty much accomplish any theme you want. We've had some wild things we've done before. And we
birthday
have,
things.
Yes, birthday things, bachelorette parties, as you can imagine, get and just, you know, birthdays, holidays, celebrations, losses. We ran the gamut.
Okay. All right. Makes sense.
Vasectomies. We've done cakes for everything.
Our customers keep us very entertained. Okay. Ooh, I'm gonna have another cookie. So white chocolate macadamia nut, which you brought, big seller?
Yeah, it's right.
It has to be unique.
It's right up there with one of the, you know, top eight or so. It's delicious. You got Hawaiian macadamia nuts and Ghirardelli white chocolate, and it's got the perfect salt and sweet mix. Good crunch in there.
And then what I'm looking at here is the peanut butter fudge.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That does look good.
That peanut butter cookie's solid.
Yes, that does look good with the fudge on the top.
And we also have a peanut butter that's plain, and then we have our peanut butter surprise, which has milk chocolate chips in it.
Did you bring a peanut butter?
A plain peanut butter?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll be by. No, I'm just kidding. What is the OMG?
That is going to be a sugar cookie with Oreos in it. And it was named after I brought it home as a trial, and my daughter said OMG when she ate it for the first time. She was about eight, so the name stuck.
OMG. Sugar cookies with Oreos.
It's delicious with the Oreo ice cream as a ice cream cookie sandwich.
Do you come up with these, or is there people that walk in and they go, hey, I got an idea?
Sometimes I don't sleep well at night, and that's when I come up with all of my really good ideas. If I roll in the work in the morning, I say, hey, guys, I didn't sleep good last night. They're like, oh, no, you know, what now? So, nope, they just come to me.
Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever come up with something and you're just like, nah, it didn't work?
A few things. There's been a few flavors that haven't been. I think we tried to do a Rice Krispie type cookie just a little while ago, and it just didn't taste right.
Didn't work.
We mess around. We've done some cookie bars. We've messed with. My favorite thing was a three tiered. It was a brownie with cookie cake and Rice Krispie treat all stacked. And while those are my three favorite, it wasn't all that popular either. So I don't know why.
You never know. I mean, I tried to make some over the holidays to bring to my family party. And I did just the cookies with just sugar cookies with dried cranberries. Hmm. Nope, didn't work.
Oh,
did not work.
We have a lovely cranberry cookie in December. Come by next time.
Okay, I know where I'm going now. I know exactly where I'm going. All right, I've got about four more cookies to go over. But before I do that, we're going to have to go to a quick break here at the bottom half of the hour. And when we come back, I got four more cookies. And then we got all this ice cream to talk about, people. We got a big show. Stay tuned. This is Kansas City. All right. We are back with This is Kansas City. We're talking to Jennifer, the owner of Blue Chip Cookies and Ice Cream of Leawood. They're located right there at Town Center Plaza on the north side, 5045 West 117th Street in Leawood, Kansas. You can call them at 913-663-1163. You can go online and see what they have. Just Google or Bing or whatever search engine, just go ahead and type in Blue Chip Cookies and Ice Cream of Leawood, and you'll get it. It'll come right up there. And also Instagram and Facebook at
Blue Chip Cookies Leawood.
Blue Chip Cookies Leawood. Now, when we left off, we were talking a little bit about some of the different types of cookies that you have. And I made this list, and this list isn't complete, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you have the Blue Chip Royal.
White chocolate chips, almonds, and toffee.
Right. And does that have anything to do with
the Kansas City Royals?
Yes.
So, it used to be called the Blue Chip Royale for years and years and years. And then during the World Series, the Royals called us up to ask us to supply cookies for the World Series gala. And so we just became involved in their organization. We became acquaintance with Dayton Moore. And so we figured we needed to change the name of that cookie to the Blue Chip Royal.
I see. Okay. And then almond toffee. That sounds great.
I believe there's one in that box there. It's white chocolate, or it's chocolate chips, almonds, and toffee. It's pretty good.
Okay, well, I still haven't finished my... now, we've got to go to the... So these are some of the cookies, but you said you got a lot more.
Yeah, we also have a daily flavor each day of the week. That's just a rotating flavor. One of the most popular ones is on Friday, for Red Friday. We do the Mama Kelsey cookie. It's Travis and Jason Kelsey's mom's famous cookie, and it's a white chocolate chips, cinnamon, and pecans, and it's a very, very good cookie. One of the days of the week, we do a campfire cookie, which is a chocolate-based cookie with toasted marshmallow in it. So just
like a s'more.
Yeah, like a s'more. Just lots of different delicious options.
And those are daily ones.
Yeah,
and
it's a daily rotating flavor. So each day of the week, there's a new just kind of special flavor.
And do you, could people find out or just come by?
Yeah, you can give us a call. They're consistent the same day of the week. If you give us a call the day before, we'll make a little order for you and have it set aside for you.
Okay, now, then, not just all these cookies and everything that you've done there, but you expanded. Well, you didn't expand because this was the business model, but then you got all this ice cream. I mean, a lot of ice cream.
Yes, we have 24 flavors. It comes from Ludington, Michigan, from the famous House of Flavors. It's one of the most decorated and awarded ice cream companies. It has the highest butterfat content, and I like it because they don't skimp on the ingredients. There's lots of mix-ins loaded in the ice cream, lots of unique flavors.
And do you... do they constantly come out with different flavors? And
They have new flavors. At the beginning of the year,
seasonally,
each year.
I
yes,
mean.
And some seasonal flavors as well.
So on the ice cream, it's hand-dipped ice cream. That's what you guys do.
That's what we do, correct.
What is that?
It's not soft serve ice cream. It's not coming out of a machine. We're scooping it the old-fashioned way by hand. We're spinning milkshakes the old-fashioned way by hand.
Okay. And you start with the, you said where you get this from, the creamiest, 14% butterfat ice cream. mix.
Yes.
And then they add all of these ingredients, the only the best ingredients, and then that comes out with these new best, like, award-winning flavors
yes.
that they do. And this stuff sounds incredible. And you said you sell a lot of ice cream.
We do.
In the winter,
I mean. Yeah, we do, absolutely. Come for the cookies, stay for the ice cream. A lot of people haven't tried our ice cream yet, but as soon as we give them a sample of something, they're like, oh, wow, I've went all these years without having this ice cream. It truly is exceptional ice cream.
And it's not the scoop out where it's so hard that you can't hardly get it out. You have to keep wetting the spoon.
It depends on the flavor. Some flavors if you have a flavor that's got more caramel, it's always going to be softer.
Oh yeah, I see that.
Yeah, so it just depends. It's not super hard, but it's also not. It shouldn't be runny either.
I don't like the what's that Italian?
Oh, gelato.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Some people aren't.
I don't know. Sea turtle.
Ooh, that's one of my favorites.
Okay, tell me. I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
It is a sea salt caramel-based ice cream, and it has little caramel-filled chocolate sea turtles in it. It's very, very good.
Wow. Okay.
It's a top seller.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cotton candy twist.
It's exactly how it sounds. It's very pretty. It's pink and blue. And it's got little pieces of cotton candy in it. It's cotton candy flavored ice cream.
What would the flavor be like?
Cotton tastes just like eating cotton candy.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. It makes a really good milkshake, actually.
Yeah, I guess it would. Okay. All right. Then you got your regulars, your strawberries, and your vanillas, and your but you've got sherbet, rainbow sherbet, and different kinds. Now, when we were kids, my mother would get a sherbet because she said it was a lot better than ice cream. I'm 50-50 on that.
Our sherbet's really good.
I love sherbet.
I love it too. So I don't. I like the sherbet sipper. We blend it with Sprite and make a shake out of it, and that's my favorite way to enjoy it.
So it'd be like a float almost. No, you blend it.
It's blended, yeah. It's really, really good. It's
okay.
Good for the summer.
Okay, and then you've got your cookie dough and your carrot cake ice cream.
Ooh.
That
might be my all-time favorite.
That sounds delicious.
It's a cinnamon-based ice cream, and it has chewy little carrot cake chunks in it, and it is exceptional put in between two cinnamon cookies for an ice cream sandwich, or to make the hot cookie skillet out of it with the cinnamon cookie and the carrot cake ice cream. It's really, really good.
What was the last one you said there?
The hot cookie skillet.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be a hot cinnamon cookie with a scoop of the carrot cake ice cream on top.
Can you get that anytime?
Yeah, it's any flavor. Any cookie flavor you want, any ice cream flavor you want.
Really?
And it's only $5.29 too, or $5.49, I think.
Oh my gosh, that's
it's a
huge dessert.
Deal. Yeah.
Because these are big cookies.
We try to keep our prices as low as possible.
Yeah. I'd say so, but the carrot cake, I have got to try.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, that sounds really good. The pecan, good cookie. What's the Superman?
That is
not a cookie. Sorry, we're on ice cream now.
Yeah.
Got confused.
Superman is a famous ice cream, especially up in Michigan. It is red, yellow, and blue ice cream, and I believe it is cherry, bubblegum, and lemon flavored, and it is a favorite among the kids, but also we have many adults who grew up in the Michigan area who are ecstatic that we have it. It's very nostalgic for them. It's a popular one.
Now, I would have to say that this next one that I want to read, because you have your standards, like your chocolate, vanilla, and all that, but amaretto cherry. Sounds delicious.
It is one of their most awarded ice creams, the amaretto cherry. It is phenomenal. My favorite way to have it is in our Spumoni ice cream. This one of my top favorite ice creams is the Spumoni ice cream, but the amaretto cherry is exceptional if you like amaretto cherry ice cream. I highly recommend it.
Boy, I'd take a scoop of that, and then I'd pour a little amaretto over the top and put a cherry on
top. We need boozy milkshakes. We just need that. That's what we need next, boozy milkshakes. If we had more space.
Just the flavor alone would really profile. What's the rush hour?
That is a espresso-based ice cream, and it's got little chocolate-covered toffee pieces in it. It's really, really good.
Okay, so I love coffee ice cream. I grew up with coffee ice cream. The other ice cream that I really loved was pistachio.
You need to try the Spumoni because it's got pistachio and it has the Amaro cherry in it.
Did I mention that one already?
We just got that one back in stock a couple months ago, so that's probably not
Spumoni.
On your list. Spumoni. It's a famous Italian ice cream.
I got to try it. Yeah. Okay, so it had the pistachios.
And it has the amaretto cherry. It's going to have a chocolate and like a marshmallow in there. It's pretty good. And a rum flavored.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now, I can't go over all of these for time constraint reasons because you have a lot here. But I'll just mention a couple more. What's the Michigan pothole ice cream?
If you love chocolate, that is the chocolate ice cream for you. It's a very dense chocolate. It has like a chocolate cookie crumble like ribbon in it, and it has like chocolate candies. It has like a chocolate fudge swirl throughout it. It's one of our top sellers. It is very, very chocolatey. It is very, very good.
Okay. And Eskimo Kisses.
So that's one of the more unique flavors. It is a coconut-based ice cream.
I love it.
So it's got coconut, and it has a fudge swirl and chocolate flakes in it.
Sounds delicious.
It is very delicious.
I love coconut ice cream.
It's great with the blue chip joy cookie, which is our chocolate chips, almonds, and coconut cookie.
So you've paired a lot of these together.
There are over 300 plus cookie ice cream sandwich combinations you can make. So those are just some of my favorites, and the obvious ones too. So.
Right. And can you get some of these, like, to go? If I wanted to get 8 of these sandwiches, could I just get them home and put them in the freezer?
Yeah, we have several companies who order, like, you know, 20 to 30 at a time, and we just get them boxed up and ready, and they pick them up and take them to the office or wherever they want to go. We just need a little bit of notice so we can have them ready for you when you come pick them up.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to ask the Cool Mint cookie. I mean, the Cool Mint cookie ice cream is, I'm just going to guess, chocolate, mint, ice cream?
It is a
cookie dough.
It's kind of a play on the mint chocolate chip ice cream. But the difference is it's got these like little round, like they're not malt balls, but they're like little round, like almost like Oreo, kind of crunchy Oreo cookie balls in it. And then it has like a chocolate ribbon throughout it. It's really good. It's unique. It's better than chocolate chip, mint chocolate chip. It's very unique.
Jennifer sure knows her business. We are going to take our last break, and we will close out the show right after these messages. We're back, and we're back fast, because you know what? I got to eat some of these cookies after this show is over. Boy, these are good. We're talking with Jennifer, owner of Blue Chip Cookies and Ice Cream of Leewood. They're located right in Town Center Plaza, right on that north side. So if you go around, you know, Macy's faces both sides. So you just go around to that north side, and you're right there next to the Sushi House,
next
right?
Next to Sushi House and a Revo Cup Coffee.
All right. So right there, and first tenant in there, first retail business in there, 29 years. Blue Chip Cookies and Ice Cream of Leewood. Now, when we left off, we were talking about some of these different flavors of ice cream. And I want, since we have a limited time left, what was one of your favorites you wanted me to mention? The flight?
The cookie and ice cream flight. You get to pick 4 cookies and 4 flavors of ice cream. It's only $15. You can bring your family and your friends in, have a great time trying different cookies and ice cream. And it's a great value, and it makes a fun day date or evening date.
4 ice cream flavors.
And 4 cookies.
And 4 cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that does sound good. Yeah, $15. You guys got to raise your prices a little bit.
Nah.
Okay. Okay. And also, if I wanted to, for the radio station here, if I wanted to get 5 dozen cookies, do I just go in there and pick them out, or do I call?
We like you to give us a notice. A day's notice is fine on that, just so we can have them prepared and, you know, have enough cookies to last us throughout the evening versus kind of getting wiped out in the morning. Decorated cookies, decorated cakes, we always need a day's notice. However, during busier times like, you know, the Chiefs or the holidays, we do fill up. So as soon as you know you want something, give us a call, place an order. We're not going to make it until the day you pick it up. So feel free to call as early as you know.
They just need to know how many to make, because the goal of any type of food service business, if you're making scratch food for that day and that day only, you want to make this amount and you want to sell it all.
Correct.
Right. So you don't want to have those leftovers.
We do not.
And, you know, come 8 o'clock at night, there might not be any left.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes we have several hundred left at the end of the day. Sometimes we have zero. It's hard to predict, but we do our best, and we hate that people might walk away sad in the evening, but we always encourage you to give us a call, and we're happy to bag up what you need and have it ready for you.
You can call them at 913-663-1163. It's an easy number to remember. 913-663-1163. Jennifer, what are your hours for blue chip cookies and ice cream?
Monday through Saturday, we're open 10 to 9, and Sunday, we're open 12 to 6.
10 to 9 and 12 to 6. So you're running some pretty long days there.
Yes, we operate with the mall, so.
But are you making cookies during the day, too? I mean, or do you come in the morning and make... Explain a day in your world to me.
We pretty much make all of our cookies first thing in the morning. Sometimes throughout the day, if we're running low on something and time allows, we'll go back and make another batch of cookies. At 3:30, we tap out to our teen staff, and they take over for us. So there's absolutely nothing made after 3 o'clock.
Right, right. Okay. All right.
Come early, leave happy.
Right. I get that. And so the flight sounds like a great option. If you just want to try a variety, it's almost like a variety plate,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just want to try that. And also, you gave the store hours. What about any kinds of, if I wanted to, the game's coming up, right? And if I want to order some of these decorated cookies, how long?
You want to call ASAP. The Chiefs time is our most popular time. When there's a Super Bowl, we will sell out our time slots for decorated cookies like a week leading up to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So it's not as bad this week, but I would call as soon as you're ready, as soon as you know what you want.
Okay, so make sure you call that 913-663-1163 if you want a tray, a party tray of all these decorated cookies. Can I get the party tray?
We don't want to stack our decorated cookies because the design stays soft and fluffy. What I suggest is if you wanted, you know, 3 dozen cookies, get 2 dozen of the popular mix of cookies. So, you know, chocolate chip, M&M, cinnamon, peanut butter, because not everybody wants a frosted cookie. That's ice cream.
I don't take it.
And then, you know, make your top layer the decorated cookies or the chief sprinkles.
Okay, so if I was going to...
But you can get as many decorated cookies as you want. They'll come in a big box. You can display them however you want to.
Okay. And these gift boxes, and what's this afternoon snack pack? 3 cookies.
That's an online ordering option. You can just order 3 cookies if you're feeling like you got the afternoon munchies and need a sweet treat to bring you up for the day.
They get it the same day?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, so they just call or go online and they order it?
Yeah, we third party through DoorDash, and so you can order and get instant delivery.
Sounds like something a lot of office people would order.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so have we covered everything that we need to cover? Because we're about out of time. So I just wanted to check with you.
I think so. Come give us a try if you haven't.
Yeah, and you've been there so long, I don't know how they haven't given you a try at this point. But the cookies are delicious. They're unique. And the reason that I say that is because the hard cookies that taste almost stale, that would be what you would experience from the bag store-bought cookies, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you can get probably prettier cookies somewhere else, but, you know, ours, like I said, they're baked the day you pick them up. So I have a hard time justifying selling full price cookies when there's a mix of different days they were made. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I get it. Like, I totally get it.
And they stay soft and fluffy. So
the soft and fluffy flavor,
yeah.
When you're selling cookies, the imagery on these cookies is beautiful. But it's the taste that's going to sell. You're
not framing it. You're going to eat it.
You're going to eat
it. You want something that tastes good. It tastes
that's
good,
right.
And it looks good. So that's
right. Unless I was an artist, I could put it on the wall and frame it. Well, thank you, Jennifer, for being here. Blue Chip Cookies and Ice Cream of Leewood. They're located right on the north side of Town Center Plaza. Call them 913-663-1163 or Facebook and Instagram at
Blue Chip Cookies Leewood.
Blue Chip Cookies Leewood, and just Google it in, and you'll see it'll come up with their online ordering and all of that. So I just want to thank you for being here. We're going to close out the show now. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors. Yoga 6, if you're looking for a resolution you can keep, call Yoga 6 and start. They're giving you some for free. They'll give you. Call me. Just put a question on our thisiskansascity.com, and you can just put a question in there and say, I want 2 weeks free. I'll give it to you. So thanks for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. This is Kansas City.